Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said kind words can never die, but without kind deeds, they can sound mighty sick. We're happy to have this privilege of being with you again today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible, and we're glad among the various activities of the day to be able to take just a few minutes to think seriously about the Word of God. Isn't it needed in our world for the people who are going about doing so many things and they have so many responsibilities? Isn't it good to know that some people still want to hear what God said and are still concerned about Bible study? That's the reason we're appreciative of our listeners to Bible Meditations. Come with us again as we begin looking at Paul's writing to the church at Corinth and trying to help these brethren to understand the necessity of their being united. He has pointed out that they were to speak the same thing, to be of the same mind and of the same judgment. Then, because they were saying, "I am of Paul, I have Apollos, I have Cephas, and I have Christ," Paul says, "I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius." Now, some people who oppose the idea of being baptized, even as the Lord commanded, come along and say, "Well, here Paul was glad that he didn't baptize people." Well, that isn't what Paul is saying at all. Paul is saying in context, since you're lining yourself with men and saying, "I am of these particular men, I'm glad that it didn't baptize many of you," because you would be saying, "I am of Paul." Remember, he's not saying baptism is not valid because some of you are saying this. He's simply saying, "I don't want people aligning themselves with me and saying they are of Paul," instead of saying they are of Christ. Well, he says in verse 15, "lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name." In verse 16, he said, "I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other." Isn't it strange that people who are looking for a passage to deny the necessity of baptism can't find anything any stronger than this particular passage, which says nothing at all about the necessity of baptism, but rather teaches that it is necessary more than the idea of not teaching that it's important for salvation? These people, Paul said, "I baptized the house of Stephanas, I baptized Crispus and Gaius." Now, if baptism is not a part of the plan of God, did Paul violate the plan of God by baptizing some of them? Is that what he's saying? Now, that's obvious that that's not the case. He's not talking about the fact that it was not a part of God's plan and I violated God's plan by baptizing some of you. No, he's simply saying, "I baptized some of you, and some of you have lined yourselves up with men. And that's the reason, then, that I'm glad I didn't baptize any more of you, because they would be saying, 'I am of Paul.'" Don't miss the point of the passage. The point is, baptism is necessary for salvation. But when a person is baptized believing that he's a follower of that particular preacher, he's missed the purpose completely. Well, look at verse 17. "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." Now, you can almost hear somebody coming along saying, "There it is. Paul said he was not sent to baptize, but to preach the gospel, so evidently baptism is no part of the gospel." Now, wait just a minute. Did Paul say he had baptized some people? He did, didn't he? Was he violating the gospel by baptizing those people? No, indeed he wasn't doing that at all. The fact is that he was doing what he was supposed to do, what he's warning against is that they were saying, I am of certain men. And so he indicates to them that they needed to be baptized, but they did not need to become followers of men. They needed to follow Christ. Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? And with a negative answer, they simply were saying, I am of Christ. That's where we ought to be. Well, let's go on in our study and notice that he says, I preach the gospel not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now, here's the introduction of an expression that will be used frequently as you go on in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, and that is the cross of Christ. When I say the cross of Christ, there's an image that comes to your mind. You see Jesus Christ, the Son of God, being lifted upon a cross, having on the right hand and the left hand two thieves who were killed because of their wickedness. But you see the Son of God hanged upon a cross without any sin to be charged against him. You picture all of this with the idea that through the cross of Christ, God gives mankind the hope of eternal redemption. I believe that as we continue in 1 Corinthians 1, we'll be able to see the emphasis that Paul is laying on the cross of Christ. How important is the cross? Could you and I have any hope of salvation without the cross? Well, Paul simply says, I don't want the cross of Christ to be made of none effect. Christianity has been represented from the very beginning by the cross. The cross is a picture of what Christianity is all about, and it tells us some things about what Christ has done for us and the salvation that is provided for mankind. Without the cross of Christ, there is no redemption. Paul is going to continue now, pointing out to these people who were willing to obey the gospel of Christ the significance and the importance of the cross of Christ in their lives. If there is no cross, if Christianity did not involve the cross, there is no hope of redemption. But if Christ was hanged upon a cross, as indeed he was, then there's the hope that that Lord who gave his life on the cross would give the hope of redemption to the human family. We hope that as we begin studying about the cross of Christ, that each of us will understand some very significant, important things about the cross and what it represents to those of us who are trying to serve God. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow when we expand on this idea. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to your announcer.